Okay, so good morning, Jeremy Lawton. As you know, we're doing this project about Caldwell's nursery that was in Knutsford, and we're just trying to capture as much information about it as we can, because obviously it's not there now. So you've very kindly agreed to talk to me about what you know about it. So could you just give me a bit of your background, because obviously I'd like to know kind of exactly what you do and how you came to be doing it.
Of course. I was born in Knutsford, actually, in 1961 at Edgerton Square, which is right in the centre of Knutsford. And of course, educated in Knutsford, Edgerton Primary School, then Knutsford High School. I then went to Reeseith College, where I did horticulture. From there, I went to Askham Bryan College in York, where I studied National Diploma in Horticulture. And it was on the amenity side in particular, which is more to do with council work and not so much on fruit and veg, shall we say. From there, I then left college and started working with my father, who had his own business doing agricultural contracting. His business actually started in 1962. His main line of business was hedge cutting. Mm-hmm. And of course, from hedge cutting, farmers asked him to do other work, which could be ploughing, hay making, and just general farm work as required. As I had studied more on the horticultural side, we then got involved with landscape work, and the company evolved into a landscape contracting business. Originally, we had, I would say, about 12 men working for us as I left school, and the business was quite successful. Working in the northwest of England, we'd do work right up to Preston, Oldham, towards North Wales, down to Stoke. And at the time we were based in Knutsford, at a local farm where we could park our vehicles and all our equipment.
Which farm was that?
That was on Manchester Road, Bluebell Farm, it was called. Following on from that, we started to do work with the building companies, doing show areas, planting up the front gardens, public open spaces, planting trees, shrubs, laying turf. And that brought us into contact with Caldwell's, because we could go there, buy the plants, take them to site, and then plant them. We'd use Caldwell's because we could always get a very good quality plant. We could arrive there, pick the plants up, get some good advice from the manager or Mr. Caldwell, and take these to sites, and always have a good impact when we were doing our work. On many occasions, we were asked to do show areas, and we'd need very good plants for that. And quite often, the client would like them to be in flower. So instead of having a list of plants that weren't available, we'd visit Caldwell's. Mr. Caldwell would walk round with us, give us some advice, and we could see the plants that were very nice and take those, and we'd get a very good impact straight away. The clients were always very happy, and we did this for at least 10 years.
When would you say that was? What sort of
dates? I started doing that in as I left a the college in York, Askham Bryan. That was about 1978.
And you mentioned your father. Does he still work with the business?
Oh, of course, he's retired now. Mm-hmm. He's in his 80s. He's still very much involved. He has a few memories of Cordwell's because due to his hedge cutting, we continued to do the hedge cutting for Cordwell's nursery.
Oh, right.
We'd have one chap who would, that was his job, just to go hedge cutting. And he would go there every autumn, do the hedges for Cordwell's. Of course, they had a few sites. They had the main site in Knutsford on Chelford Road, and that was split into two. There was the garden centre side, then on the other side of the road was the glass house, where they'd have all the house plants. It had its own small little parking area at the front, and it was always nice to go in there, especially in winter. It was always a nice, warm place to be.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who looked after that was very knowledgeable as well.
Do you remember her name?
I don't actually know, but I think she does live in Wincham.
Right.
Certainly the last lady that was there anyway. On the other side of the road, of course, was the main shop and office and plant storage area where all the plants were laid out for the general public to buy plants. You'd drive in, and on the left-hand side there would be the shop containing all your usual spades, watering cans, all sorts of horticultural equipment.
What do you remember the shop being like? Was it quite traditional? Or?
It was quite traditional, yes. But I suppose at the time, compared to today's shops, it was quite modern. It had quite a large glass frontage, so it was quite light inside. But then to go to Mr. Cordwell's office, you had to walk down an alleyway, a corridor. You went past what at the time I remember to be lots of seeds that were all in little boxes, all laid out, all labelled up, of course. And then through there into Mr. Cordwell's office, where he had a great big desk that he obviously did a lot of work from, you know. And then next to that, he actually went into his house, which was then almost into his front room.
He actually lived there at that point.
He was living there then, yes. As regards the rest of the nursery, that was down at Ollerton, where they had, here again, they were both sides of the road. In fact, some of the trees are still there to this day. They've been left in by the people who've bought the field.
Right.
That's more or less opposite the Duncow pub.
Oh, yeah.
It's now, part of that has become Ollerton Nursery. And they're still in business. On the left-hand side, after the Duncow, was the rose production area. We didn't buy many roses from Cordwell's because they weren't as popular in those days for the work we were doing. So we didn't have much to do with that side of things. But certainly on the for buying trees, which were on the right-hand side, we could drive down there with a van and trailer, speak to the guy on the nursery, tell him which trees we'd like, and he would then say, right, follow me. Off we'd go, and we'd physically, that morning, dig the tree up, take it to the job we were going to do, and then replant it. So we knew exactly where the tree had come from. We knew it was healthy and alive, and the success rate was very good.
Would you actually dig it up yourself, or would the nurseryman dig it?
A combination, yeah. We'd both work on it, yeah.
And what sort of size trees were you getting?
These would be what we'd call standard trees, which would be between 12 and 15 feet long and a girth of about 10 to 12 centimetres.
So quite hard work.
Oh, they're quite hard to dig up, but you'd have to sever the roots, obviously. And the good thing about the nursery at Ollerton, the soil was very good. Mm-hmm. It's very sandy, very free draining. So you could have a really wet winter and you could go down there and dig the trees up quite easily.
Did you always find the staff helpful?
Yes, the staff were very helpful. And of course, they'd been there for years as well. So they knew everywhere. They all had their own little departments, should we say, because the guy who did the tree production, that was his job and that was it. The guy who did the roses, that was it. That's all he got involved with. So they all had their own little departments.
Did they have any sort of kind of uniform, or was it very...
I can't remember a uniform at all. I would say traditional sort of jeans and check shirt type of people.
And what about in the shop? Did they have aprons or...?
No, nothing like that at all, really. No, I don't think they did, no. Of course, in those days, I don't think there was a cafe there.
No.
You see, and that's the thing. In the last 15 years, most garden centres have got a cafe. So it was very traditional.
It was very much a nursery, not a sort of garden centre day out, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. But they would still get their regular customers who would obviously come for the quality of the plants.
Would you say they served a majority of business customers or domestic? Do you know?
I wouldn't know the actual split of that, but on a Sunday it was very busy with domestic public people going. And then more during the week, you'd get your contractor arriving.
And how did you sort of place your orders, or did you get any of things delivered, or did you always go and collect your own?
We generally collected what we wanted, and then we'd take them straight to the site, you see. There wasn't an official order system in place that we used with them. It was mainly word of mouth, telephone. Here again, even the fax machine wasn't used much in those days. Obviously, there'd be an order book that would be, the plants would be listed in the order book as you pick them up. That would then go into the office. We'd then be invoiced and we'd receive that invoice in the post.
Did they have strict sort of terms of payment, or was it quite relaxed?
I would say it was quite relaxed, really. And of course, we always paid very promptly anyway. So as regards that, I don't think it would be a problem. But I think it was standard terms of like 28 days payment, something like that, mm-hmm. on customer accounts.
And did those always come on the letter-headed paper?
They did, yes. And of course, the letter-headed paper was quite elaborate, with the Cordwell's name, and I'm pretty sure it was that King Canute was sat on there as well.
Yeah, because obviously the connections with him and Knutsford.
That's right, yeah.
Do you know anything about why they used it particularly as their logo?
I don't really know. No, not from that point of view, no.
So if you went into the shop, what would your first impression have been, do you think? Can you remember first times of going in?
We didn't actually use the shop that much. So as regards impressions of the shop, it was more a case we had to go in the shop to go and see Mr. Cordwell. And generally, the shop had it was quite a big shop. There was a lot of deck chairs and tables for patios and things like that.
Oh, really?
Mm. And then you'd have all your other items for general horticulture, for hoses and connections for hoses and secateurs.
Did they sell plant pots and compost and seed trays and things?
Oh yes, it was all that sort of thing. The composts were laid outside in bags, all with labels of which type of compost they had.
And would you buy that by the sort of by a certain amount, or was it pre-bagged to take away?
Yeah, it was all pre-bagged. Yeah, mm-hmm. In the same way that they'd have decorative aggregates and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you ever have anything delivered to you?
No, very rare.
So you don't know what sort of delivery van they had or anything like that?
No, I can vaguely remember a Mercedes pickup. And I'm not sure if it was a green one.
Would you remember whether it had their logo on it or anything?
It did, I think, yes, yeah.
Always a good sign.
Yes.
Did you know, you obviously knew Mr. Caldwell pretty well. Did you know Mrs. Caldwell or any other members of the family?
No, we dealt mainly with Mr. Caldwell. And all I know about Mr. Caldwell, I knew more of Mr. Caldwell when he moved to Great Budworth, actually, mm-hmm. and got to know his wife better there.
And had he retired at that point?
He'd retired, and of course he knew us very well by then, and he asked us to come in and put a drive in at his new house. Because previously to this he'd been living at the garden centre. Of course the garden centre was sold and turned into a housing estate. I sometimes wonder whether if Mr. Caldwell's son had continued in the business, that they probably wouldn't have sold the nursery off.
You think it was really that was what caused it?
Yeah, his son went to Australia. I believe he'd studied horticulture. But of course, Australia is a very nice place to go to, isn't it? So he ended up going to Australia, and obviously Bill Caldwell had nobody to leave the business to. He had a daughter who has actually moved to Australia as well, so a lot of the family are in Australia now. So I think if his son had continued with Mr. Caldwell, then they wouldn't have sold it as they have done. It just seemed a natural progression to do that, but of course they didn't do it, did they? So,
were you very disappointed when it went?
Yes, yeah. Because I think it was sold to another company who then turned it into housing. I'm not sure it was a nursery company. I don't remember exactly the details. But it certainly went for a few million pounds to the developers. And then, of course, Mr. Caudle went to Great Budworth, where he had a nice property. It was called the Old Barn. And as I said before, we visited him there to install his new drive. And I got to know his wife a bit more there, because I didn't see much of her at the nursery. So obviously, she was in the house a lot of times doing her work, shall we say. Yeah.
So she wasn't really involved with the nursery running, do you think?
She may have been, but not to my knowledge. Mm. Yeah.
And at Great Budworth, did they have a nice garden themselves?
They did have a nice garden, yes. And they had a nice view from there across the garden into a small valley. And I can remember walking round the garden with Mr. Caldwell, and he was pointing out some primulas and it was that time of year when they were flowering. And he told me he was really interested and had a passion for primulas. And he'd brought these primulas from his house in Knutsford because they were quite a rare variety. So I thought that was quite interesting.
Do you know what variety by any chance?
Unfortunately not. And
what colour?
I think it was a light blue. And it was a particularly pretty plant as well, because some of them can be quite gaudy and overpowering in the flower. And this was more delicate.
Did he have any other particular favourites, do you think?
Yes, I think he did, but I can't remember any in particular. He did like his roses, and the new garden in Great Budrith had some rose beds.
Was he actually a rose breeder, would you say?
I think, yes, you could say that, I think, yeah. They had a lot of roses at Ollerton.
And they supplied, I understand they supplied a lot of different places. Do you know how far away, you know, how far away they actually supplied?
No, I wouldn't know. No.
Do you know other people locally who used to go and shop there?
Only a few landscape contractors that used to go there. There's one in particular that we have contact with at the moment because he's got his own nursery now, and that's Lane's Landscapes.
Oh, yeah.
They used to go there during the last few years that the nursery was open. And they used to buy quite a lot of plants off them as well.
Would they do kind of how you did, going and picking them up and taking them on themselves, do you think?
That's right, yes, yeah.
My understanding is that Caldwells grew a lot of plants themselves. Is that right, would you say?
Yes, yeah. They had quite a good production of plants. Because generally a lot of plants now come from Holland. And it is more difficult to find British-grown plants. And at the time, I think Caldwell's, as a proper nursery, were producing British plants.
And somebody mentioned to me that they did a lot of bare root plants.
Yes, they did. Here again, the trees we used to get off them were obviously bare root. You could specify root ball plants where the tree is dug out as a proper root ball and wrapped, but generally they did bare root trees. Always good quality trees as well.
So you never had any problem with any plants from them?
No, no.
Do you think if you had, they'd have been good about replacing them?
Oh yes, yeah.
It sounds like they had good business ethics.
Yes, yeah.
So is there anything else in particular that you remember from the actual nursery in the shop? Any particular things that struck you about it?
Not about the shop. The tractor driver was called Sid, and he always used to drive a David Brown tractor. I always remember that. And
remember what colour it was?
It was the white. It was a white David Brown. Yeah. And that was his job, and he used to transport the plants down from Ollerton to the main office on Chelford Road at the garden centre. And of course he would do all the ploughing, and he'd drive the planter that they used to have behind the tractor. But that was his job, and he didn't get involved with anything else. And actually I recently saw him at a garage, and I didn't recognise him at first, but then I just felt, oh, I know you. And yes, it was Sid, and I had a little chat with him, and he said he remembers a lot of things about Caldwells, and he said, oh, I've got some really good stories I could tell about Caldwells, but I better not tell anyone, he says. So he was a bit of a character, as you can imagine.
Did he remember you?
Oh yes, yeah, yeah. Because he then went, when Cordwell's finished, he went to Matthew's Garden Centre at Alderley Edge and worked there.
He's retired now, presumably.
Yes, yeah, he must be nearly 80. So.
Do you know where any of the other staff went after it closed?
No, I didn't really. They just seemed to disappear, shall we say.
It's all fascinating stuff. Maybe I'll talk to you about if I can perhaps get in touch with Sid at some point.
Yes, yes.
Are there any other customers you used to think would have stories or?
Not particularly, no. The only other thing I can say about Cordwell's is that it's obviously been there for hundreds of years and it's not there anymore. But I'm always drawn back to it. Mm. Obviously with our work with the building industry, the site was sold off in various locations, and there was one area of land down Sparrow Lane that was never sold to the developer that's there now, and that was sold to Redrow Homes. And that land was included allotments and some of Mr. Cordwell's nursery area. And Redrow bought the land, put the new road in, built the houses. And of course, we were the landscape contractor for Redrow. So we actually went back to the site to do the gardens for them. And I always remember there were quite large houses, nice houses, but the topsoil again was very good. So it was an easy site to work on. At first, a lot of the local people didn't want more houses in the area, but I think now they're in, it's settled down. And then my latest recollection or memory coming back about Cordwell's is recently I had a client who asked us to go and price some work on his drive, and he actually lives in he built a house in the tennis court that belonged to the Cordwell house, and I went recently to see him, gave him a price for his drive, and had a chat with him about Knutsford and the Cordwells, and he has quite fond memories of Cordwells, with them living so close, you know.
So did he buy the land from the Cordwells?
He did, yes.
When the nursery closed, or?
No, I'm not sure exactly when. He did tell me he'd been living there 50 years, so he'd done a deal with Mr. Cordwell. But he has fond memories of Cordwell's, and he had to work with the developers that took over the area as well, because obviously his boundaries were right against the new houses.
Mm. And do you know how he's found that to be?
Here again, at first they don't want these housing developments, and now he's relaxed with it, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he would have presumably shopped at Cordwell's too?
Yes, because he had a quite a nice garden. So, yeah, some of the plants in his garden would have come from Cordwell's.
Very interesting.
And that was only recently, so.
Somebody else for me to try and get in touch with.
Yes, it's almost brought us right up to date, really.
Yes, like you say, it keeps sort of, things keep linking you back to it.
Mm. And as regards Mrs. Cordwell, she's still living at Great Budworth, but her house is for sale now.
Right.
And she's moving back to Knutsford.
Not to the original house, though?
No, I'm not sure where. But,
so you still see her from time to time?
Of all places, I used to see her in the spa shop. Our local spa shop, as I was walking in, she may have been walking out. Yeah. I'm not sure how old she is now, but she's certainly getting on a bit now.
Just a couple of things that have been mentioned to me in the past. I don't know whether you know anything about them. One is somebody said they thought that at one time they had another shop, like maybe a flower shop or something, in the centre of Knutsford.
I think they did, yes. Because obviously I was born in Knutsford, not far from the bottom street. And there's a Chinese restaurant in Knutsford called Man's End now. The Chinese restaurant has been in Knutsford a long time, and I'm not sure whether it was next door to there, but I might be wrong.
But you didn't sort of visit it particularly?
No. That must have been in the 1950s,
right,
before I was born, you see.
And the other thing that somebody said that was about, they thought there were a couple of salesmen from Caldwell's who would go around and visit potential customers.
Yeah, here again, before my time, really. Mm.
Well, that all is absolutely fascinating, thank you.
You're welcome. If we can help you in the future with anything else.
That's always nice to know. I mean, if you suddenly remember anything else, then obviously just let me know. But I think that's about the gist of it for today.
Yeah, I would say so, yes, yeah.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.